Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The great Tommy Hutton there. He joins us on the guest line as you got Bally Sports Florida. They begin their coverage of this Marlins season. You will be your home for Marlins baseball all year. And Tommy, Paul Severino, and the entire crew, Rod Allen, everybody there, Craig Minervini, they all do a fantastic job of covering your Marlins. And so let's bring Tommy along here. Tommy, you got us?
I got you guys. I like the lead-in music. Me and Leroy down by the schoolyard.
Tommy, before we get into the Marlins here, the Shohei Ohtani thing is obviously taking on a life of its own. What's your reaction to just everything going on around Ohtani and the story here, and what do you think is going to be the fallout of this?
Well, I think obviously because it is Shohei Ohtani and what he represents to not only the Dodgers but to the game of baseball with the huge contract and with what he can do, it's very interesting and it's attracted a lot of attention. I got to kind of let it run out and see how things go. I have to believe him. I listened to some of the press conference he had yesterday. You know, you got to believe that he did not know. Yet a part of your brain says he's known this guy for 6 years. You know, some part of me says he did know, but I don't think he personally did any betting. Just from what I have heard about him, he's so focused on baseball. He's so focused on wanting to be the best player ever. So we'll see how it plays out. It's just brought a lot of negative attention, I guess, to the Dodgers, who are expected by most to win. Out west, certainly.
This spring, there's been a couple of cool stories, but seeing Sixto Sanchez make the club after, you know, the shoulder injury, you know, so excited to trade for him in that Real Muto deal, and then, you know, as dealing with everything that he dealt with. What do you think are fair expectations for Sixto? Because, man, such a highly touted arm, but you don't know after missing that much time. What do you think the Marlins fan can expect from him and what he's going to bring to the table?
Well, I know one thing, and listening to Skip Schumacher talk about him, they love his demeanor on the mound when he goes into games. And you think about it, he had a perfect spring. He didn't allow an earned run in spring training in 9 innings. I think what has happened, all of a sudden, he's realized with the shoulder issues he's had over the years, the last couple of years, that he finally realized that he can let go and he can let loose. And right now, nothing's going to happen, and he feels good. The velocity's up, the slider, the changeup. So I'd look for him out of the bullpen, sixth, seventh inning maybe, to break him in and see how things go at that point. But it was great to see what he did in the spring, and certainly he was one of the bright spots of camp.
Tommy, I have a question about Lizardo. Is it Lizardo, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be the opening day starter.
Yes.
Is there a big difference? Because, look, he had an amazing year last year, but it was kind of, you know, Sandy's thing, right? Now he's kind of stepping into that role. Is there any more pressure on, say, a pitcher that has now had to take over or assume that role of a guy that you knew was going to have it if he was healthy, and now you got to fill those shoes? Or you just go out and kind of, you know, we talked to him. He just said, I'm going to do me. But there has to be some pressure on him, right? Because everybody's expecting you to kind of come in and be what Sandy was.
Yeah, I think we all know in a perfect world, if Sandy Alcantara was healthy, he'd be starting opening day. I believe he had four straight of those. If you're Jesus Luzardo, you have to just say, okay, this is a start. It is special because it's opening day. Mm-hmm. It's in the ballpark of a team that he rooted for as a kid. So he's going to have to try to put that aside and throw the ball the way he did last year. You mentioned his record, ERA around 3.5. He had over 30 starts. He was extremely solid. His spring training was okay, but that's, you know, you don't look too much at that. And you just hope he approaches it as a start against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The other thing about starting opening day is that a lot of times, because of the way the schedule goes, you get matched up all the time with the other team's ace as well. Mm-hmm. So it makes it tough. It doesn't always happen that way because of off days, but a lot of times you do get stuck with that other team's ace.
How frustrating do you think the spring was for Skip because of all these nagging injuries that hit what people thought was going to be the projected rotation, like with Yuri and Braxton dealing with what they're dealing with and Cabrera? And you have to just kind of make this pivot. Do you think that maybe it's an easier thing to deal with because it is the start of the year, or does it make it tougher because, like, usually in spring you're expecting your plans to kind of play out normally and injuries will come along during the year? So how tough a challenge do you think this is for Skip that he's got to immediately go to, all right, we thought this was going to be the rotation, now we're going in a different place?
Yeah, what are they – what's the great quote? Best laid plans. didn't always work out, doesn't always work out, but that's why you have to try to have some depth. And we've talked over the years, last couple especially, of the depth the Marlins have in starting pitching. So at least with those guys out, the ones you mentioned, Yuri and Cabrera, I believe Braxton Garrett will be back before those two.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He's starting to throw some bullpens and throw some BP, so I think he probably would be back first of those three. But it makes you feel good that in watching A.J. Puk, who has transferred from a bullpen role to a starter, watching him in the spring, he was tremendous. Ryan Weathers had an outstanding spring, and to see him pitch. And then Trevor Rogers as well threw the ball well and threw the ball healthy. That's good. And the other thing I was happy to see, Skip Schumacher and the organization announced Max Meyer would be the fifth starter of the year. So he's had a little taste of the big leagues, but of course coming off Tommy John surgery. But again, he's got that same stuff inside of him that Sixto Sanchez has, and the organization likes that.
Tommy, this team, if at the end of the year, we're going to say this team won because of their pitching, correct? It's not going to be because they're going to be able to outscore. You know, even though they do have some pop, they're going to rely more on their pitching, and that pitching staff is going to carry this team. Is that an accurate assessment?
I could go there, or I could go this team won because Jazz Chisholm Jr. stayed healthy for 150 games. How about that?
I know. I like, yeah, it, has it I mean, it happened his first year. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put it all on Jazz either.
Yeah,
it would be nice to see him healthy for a good amount, 140 games, whatever. But you're right. If the pitching, if the guys that are in the rotation right now hang in there and throw the ball well, then it's almost like you have reserves coming in who actually have more credibility than the guys that are starting the season. So right. if you can do that and then bring in an Edward Cabrera, you don't have to rush the guys that have injuries, and you don't have to rush a Yuri Perez. You don't have to rush a Braxton Garrett. So that's what you like to see. But then the good news is when those guys come back, you've got a really solid pitching staff.
What'd you make of Jazz's comments last week, Tommy, where he, you know, seems to like the clubhouse dynamic a lot more now than when he was the young guy, and some of the veterans he felt, I guess, picked on or didn't like the dynamic there. Do you think there's something to that, that Jazz is in a happier place just because of the people that are in the clubhouse?
He probably is. For me, an old school guy, not crazy about a lot of his comments and throwing former teammates under the bus. It's stuff that you just don't like to see. But if Jazz feels more comfortable in the clubhouse, if he feels it's a better clubhouse, then who knows? Maybe he'll have a better year.
Tommy, I do have, and I heard the comments, and I have more of a reason behind it that people really don't realize. When you're a young player in a locker room, they want you to be seen and not heard. Jazz has never been that guy. That's just his personality. So maybe he rubbed a lot of the veterans the wrong way. Now that these young guys are coming into the locker room, they almost look up to him so that he doesn't have that same type, you know, of interaction with other players on the team. And so that's why I think it has nothing to do with Jazz. It has nothing to do with the other players. It's just that young player going in locker room, the older guys, the old heads want that guy to be seen and not heard, and maybe not as boisterous as Jazz has and always will be.
Yeah, I agree. It's a total generational thing, because there are fewer guys that are seen and not heard
right.
in today's game. And that's just the way it is. And right. as I said, it's a generational thing. I can recall the first time I was called up to the Dodgers, and I sat there and didn't say a peep because I didn't want to, because that's the way I was taught. And that's the way it was back then. As the old saying goes, you spoke when you were spoken to.
Yep.
And it's different now. And so hopefully, again, if all of this works for Jazz and he stays healthy, then so be it. It'll be a better clubhouse and he'll have a good year.
We were talking to Peter Bendix last week, Tommy, and a very interesting dude. Excited to see what he brings to the organization. But he seems to think like Tim Anderson still has something in the tank. If they get, you know, the guy that he was a couple of years ago, what does that change for this team and their outlook for the year?
Well, it's tremendous. I mean, it was a topic of conversation all offseason. Who's going to play shortstop? And for a long time, John Birdie was the guy, but John Birdie is best suited coming in and playing all different positions and getting his 300 or 400 at bats. But to have a guy, a former batting champ, a guy who prior to last year had four consecutive seasons hitting over 300, he's a solid shortstop. He's not great. He's not bad, but his hitting ability is tremendous. He doesn't walk much between Arise and Tim Anderson. Two guys up the middle, by the way. You talk about a shortstop second base combo who I think are going to put together a ton of base hits this year. Neither one walks a whole lot. So they go up there, swing the bat. And I think Tim Anderson has something to prove for himself personally because of the disappointing season he had last year. So I think he's going to be solid. I'm actually interested to see where Skip Schumacher hits him in the lineup. He hadn't really said. He might hit him second. He might hit him more down, fifth or sixth.
Is that like that? You can't have those two guys hitting near each other, right?
Well, that's that's why I think that, because if you'd love to have those two guys first and second, if one of them walked a little bit more. But because they're both such free swingers, you probably want to split them up. So I would guess he'll probably he did it a few times in spring training. He had Josh Bell hitting in the number two spot. So we'll see what he does for opening day.
Tommy Hutton, you guys can hear him this season on Bally Sports Florida with Paul Severino. Whole crew there do a fantastic job. Tommy, we can't wait for the year, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Tommy. Hey, no quibbling today.
No quibbling today, man.
No. You guys are starting to learn the game a little bit. So hey, always good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, you go. Tommy. Tommy Hutton, we appreciate him hopping on with us there.
That is a recipe for disaster. Two guys who never walk.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Batting back to back.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, that
it's. Wait, think about
it. The thing with the Rise is.
Jazz gets on base, and you got not only two guys who don't walk or strike out, you got two guys who make contact.
Yeah. Well,
so that's two chances for a double play.
The thing with the Rise, though, is like he's very good at hitting and getting on. Like,
right.
That,
right.
You know,
I would almost go Rise second or. Josh Bell and Arias third, and then move Anderson farther down. So at least you still like clean up the cleanup. So fifth or sixth. So at least you know you're going to be able to get a ball in play.
Well, we appreciate Tommy giving us some time. We'll be live from opening day, Lone Depot Park on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thursday.
Thank you. I was just confirming because, I haven't missed anything, but like sometimes the messages get a little, lost.
I got you, buddy. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more to this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.